The U.S. military is rotating more than 200,000 servicemen and women in and out of Iraq. 24-year-old Gaurav Taneja has already come home. He fought with the 2nd Battalion, 23rd Marines when they invaded Iraq. He spent his childhood in India and joined the U.S. military at age 17. Now he is both a college student and a veteran.
I was in Iraq for just 3 months, but I got used to that state of being. When I was in Iraq, I was always carrying so much weight on my body. I had a weapon on me at all times, even when I was sleeping and doing my business. But here in the States, I feel naked, with no armor and no weapon. Sometimes my hands crawl up my body, as if I'm reaching for my weapon, but there's nothing there. And I still don't like loud noises. I can't listen to loud music at all. It makes me jumpy. I don't like people coming up from behind me. A waiter did that to me at a restaurant. The waiter just wanted to fill my glass with water, but I didn't see him coming. I asked him not to do that again, and everyone at the table looked at me like, "What's up with this guy?" I couldn't really explain it. I just said, "War can do that to you." Now I'm a junior studying business at UC Riverside, where I don't know many people. This one girl in my poli-sci class knew I was a Marine, but she wasn't afraid to tell me that she thought that we went to war for oil. Still, talking to her made me realize I came back to a society that at least shows me some respect, even if they don't agree. My struggle is nothing compared to the Vietnam vets who came back to a society where a lot of people hated them. I tell people a lot about my experience in war, but I don't tell them everything. I don't talk to anybody about the emotions. It's too hard to talk about. I still remember when we were just 4 or 5 days into the war. We were on just one meal a day. But a young man in combat is supposed to have at least 3 meals a day, just to keep going, digging holes all day, ready to fight at all times. I got so sick over there from the hunger. It might sound strange, but I think that was the only time I was scared I might not make it. Even during one of our fiercest battles, I was not scared. But now that I'm here in the States, I think about our big firefight all the time. My buddies getting hurt, playing chess in the desert. That's the kind of stuff that goes through my mind, especially late at night. When I first got home, I slept fine. But these days, my sleep patterns have been totally messed up. In Iraq, there were nights when I didn't sleep at all. Maybe my body kind of got used to that. Now, I try watching TV, reading books, whatever I can think of to get myself tired. But the thing is, when I tell people I was in Iraq for the war, they say, "Oh, I understand," as if they know. But they don't know.
Gaurav Taneja returns to his Marine unit 1 weekend a month for reserve duty. His commentary was produced by Youth Radio.